What should we do with burdens?
Join us this morning as Melvin Warfield Jr. explores this on today's episode of Grace Points. We also have music from Laura Williams, a recipe from The Healthy Foodie, and an inspiring devotional from John Bradshaw.
And happy Wednesday, and welcome to a new episode of Wake Up With Hope.
It's National Team Manager Day, and we're celebrating the unsung heroes of our day, the ones who oftentimes go unnoticed. Team managers.
Whether it's a sports team, a team in the corporate world, or a team at a school or church, we want to take the time to highlight the glue that holds teams and groups together.
They are the ones putting in the extra work behind the scenes to ensure the success of individuals. Happy National Team Manager Day to all the team managers all around.
Yes, indeed. You know, we are ready to share the hope of Jesus with you today. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1962, the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution condemning South Africa's apartheid policies and urging members to sever economic and military ties with the country. Apartheid, in effect, from 1948 to 1993, was a system of government enforced racial segregation and discrimination against South Africa's non-white majority. Under apartheid, black South Africans were forced to live in segregated areas and could only enter white neighborhoods with special passes, despite the white minority controlling most of the land and the wealth.
You know, in a world that often seems divided, we can find hope in the promise of Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, where God declares He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, nor mourning, nor crying, or pain. You know, this is the future God has prepared for us, a future without injustice, where all people will be treated with dignity and respect. And so today, may we all be inspired by the call to love one another and work towards a more just and equitable world, reflecting Christ's love in our actions. You know, with faith, we can believe that healing and restoration are possible, both in our hearts and in our communities, as we await the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise to make all things new.
Amen. I love that. Well, friends, no cook soup. It's what we're making this morning as the healthy foodie is back in the kitchen.
Thank you.
What do grace and burdens have in common? Well, let's find out on today's episode of Grace Points with Melvin Warfield Jr.
So if I'm being honest, I pride myself on being able to carry a lot. Broad shoulders and such, you know. We talk about how much we can carry, the workload, the family load. And for a great deal of my life, a great deal of the things in my life, I want to carry them. I want to carry my family, my marriage, my kids. I enjoy those parts. And they come with stress. They come with burden. They come with work. And then when you add in pastoral ministry and you add in all of the other elements of life, you pride yourself on how much you can carry until it gets to be too much. And for a lot of you, I know I'm not the only one, for a lot of you, you pride yourself on your own strength and how much you can carry, what burdens you've been able to lift over all of these years, but it has affected every part of your life. And the reality is you really can't carry it. You're just doing a good job at masking how much you can carry. Why is it so hard to let things go? I think the challenge for a lot of us is that when we let things go, we're worried we can't control it. That's right, control it. If you let it go, you're worried it'll be out of your control. And truth is, you don't trust anybody else but yourself to handle it. And so you keep on carrying it. You keep on trying to do the best you can with it. You keep on trying to manage it, manipulate it, control it. And the Bible tells us that we have to release it. In fact, the Bible tells us very clearly, cast all your burdens on him because he cares for you. So why aren't you letting him have it? When we talk about him, of course, we're talking about God. Psalm 68:19 tells us, praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Every single day, daily bears our burdens. Newsflash, you thought you were carrying it this whole time. God has been bearing you up. He's been the one giving you strength to carry everything. And the reason that you're struggling is because you're worried that God's will be different from your desires. That's right. You're worried that God's will be different from your desires. But if we develop our faith more, if we allow the testing of and trials of this life to develop our faith, we would realize that God's plan is always best. His ways are far above our ways. His thoughts are high above our thoughts. And God's plan is always better than any of the desires that you had. You would realize that his heart for you pumps only infinite love, unfailing love that surrounds you daily. The challenge for you is that when you pray about it and you ask God to take it, you're worried in that moment that if he takes it, it won't work out the way I desire it. But let faith allow you to trust his will over your desires. That's what we want for all of our lives. We want the will of God. And we've got to stop priding ourselves on how much we can carry and start celebrating, praising God, telling our testimony about how much God has carried in my life. And here's my testimony now. God has carried my marriage for 15, going on 16 years this year. God has carried my parenting with my 11-year-old twins and my 10-year-old. God has carried my pastoral ministry for 22 years. And I thought that it was me. I thought my shoulders were broad enough. And I realized when I hit the wall, they weren't broad enough. God was carrying it all. Praise be to God, our Savior, our Lord, who daily bears our burdens. God is bearing your burdens. And it's about time you acknowledge it. It's about time you realize and thank God that he's the one who keeps you going. He's the one that got you that job. He's the one that keeps your marriage. He's the one that kept your children. He's the one that keeps you in school, helps you make the grade. All of those things, every blessing that you've experienced has come at the hands of God, and you're still worried about releasing stress and worry and burden. Cast your cares on the one who cares for you, who daily bears your burdens. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. I'm still learning these lessons myself. Anyway, it's good to see you. Hope to see you next week. This is Grace Points. God bless you.
If you're enjoying today's show, share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. Simply search for Wake Up with Hope and keep up with each one of our episodes.
We'll be right back with music and more.
Have you ever dreamed of heaven? It will be like nothing we could ever imagine, but for now, we can dream and sing about it. Laura Williams joins us now to sing the song, When We All Get to Heaven.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Right after a short break will be Pastor John Bradshaw from Israel and sharing a thoughtful message from the Bible with us. Welcome back to our morning program. How are you enjoying our program this morning? Send us a message on Facebook and let us know.
This morning, John Bradshaw from It Is Written is with us here today to share an encouraging message with us.
It was November 25, 1980. In one corner, Roberto Duran from Panama. In the other corner, Sugar Ray Leonard from the United States. And they were fighting for the welterweight championship of the world, at least in one sphere or another, because there are so many of these championships. One fighter, Duran, would make $8 million. This was in 1980. That was real money. The other fighter, Sugar Ray Leonard, would make $7 million. Duran's nickname? Hands of Stone. Ray Leonard's nickname, obviously, was Sugar. Now, June 20 of 1980, Roberto Duran beat Sugar Ray Leonard. This was the rematch 5 months and 5 days later. They got down to, was it the seventh or the eighth round? Let's say it was the eighth round. And Leonard punched Duran flush in the face. And with that, Roberto Duran is said to have said, "No mas." Now, he claimed later that he didn't say "no mas." He says it was Howard Cosell, the commentator, who said "no mas." But the word was, and the word still is, that Duran said "no mas." I mean, for a boxer to say "no mas," the people of Panama were appalled at their hero. Commercials featuring Roberto Duran were taken off air. People were just absolutely horrified. In fact, a few years later, when he beat somebody in some important fight, there was rejoicing in the street because their champion was back. Now, listen, I don't say any of this in support of boxing. It's a brutal sport, and it's pretty hard to get too excited as a Christian about anything when the objection is to smash another guy's head in. You can talk about the art and all this, and then I'll talk to you about the concussions and all that. But let's just agree that I'm not wanting to glorify boxing. However, we do learn something from this fight. Roberto Duran, 8 rounds in, had had enough of the fight, and so he said, "No más." Or maybe he said, as he said later, "No sigo," I don't want to carry on anymore. I don't know, but the legend is, no más. Sugar Ray Leonard won and won the championship and went on to become an illustrious, well, he was already pretty illustrious at the time, but he had an illustrious career. No más. Roberto Duran, "I'm done fighting. I don't want to carry on anymore." There is, my friend, a very real spiritual lesson in that for us. You see, you and I are both caught in a battle between good and evil. There is a great cosmic conflict that's raging in the world today. We're caught in a spiritual battle. The Bible says we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We're in this against demons and devils. That's right. And it's a fight. It really is. When you fight in your own strength, you are doomed to fail. That's why you have got to say to Jesus today, maybe even right now, "No mas. I don't want to fight anymore. I give up. I throw in the towel." Duran said it, "I surrender." Not a cool thing for a boxer to say, but the only sensible thing for a Christian to say, "I surrender." When you surrender, you accept Jesus into your life and you allow Him to live His life in you. And it is at that moment and not a moment before that everything changes. When you are in control of your life, then you've got to figure things out and take responsibility for everything. Yes, there's some tough guy or tough girl who's going to say, "Well, I can do that. And I can live my life on my own terms." Sure, you can. For how long? Well, for as long as maybe that's the case. But then there's that question of eternity and the judgment. And if you want to live in this life with peace in your heart and contentedly and with integrity before God, and if you would want to live in this world with hope for the world to come, you just need to surrender and say, "I'm not going to live it my way, on my terms, doing my thing. I'm inviting the Holy Spirit to fill me with His presence, and I'm asking Jesus to live His life in me." James and John were known as the sons of thunder. They surrendered to Jesus, and they became great workers in the church. John, who wrote 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, the Gospel of John, and Revelation, 5 books in the New Testament, he surrendered his life to Jesus Christ. There's a remarkable verse in the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. It says, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness." You are the servant of the one to whom you yield. And so, I want to encourage you to begin every single day of your life surrendering your life to God. In those words, express that to God. "Lord, I want to surrender my life to you now. In fact, I want to die to self so that Jesus is living His life in me." And when you do that, you've just given God permission to walk right into your life and start to be your strength and your guide and your wisdom and your defense, your shield, your strong place. Let God be all of that for you. You see, the unfortunate thing is that human beings learn very quickly in life that you got to try hard and work hard and do your best. And that's really good, you know, at work and in school and guitar lessons and so forth, but not spiritually. It's not about you doing your best. If you shift your thinking, it'll change your life. Your life is about to be changed right now if you'll shift your thinking, if you need to. If you'll say, I don't want to do my best, I need Jesus to do His best in me, then when you come up to this mountain of temptation and you say, wow, this is too big for me, I can't possibly get around this thing, Jesus, do your best, the mountain will disappear. When some monster of temptation comes to you, a sin is distracting you or drawing you away, this is where you are to say, I could try hard like I've been doing all through my life and failing, or I could say, no, what I need to strive to do is to surrender to Jesus. And you're saying, Jesus, you take care of this. Yep, I'll surrender. Did you say walk past the bar? Okay, I'll walk past the bar. Did you say look away from that tempting thing? Okay, I'll look away. That's what I can do, but I'll do it in your strength. You'll provide the power and you'll get me around this sin. This thought comes into my mind and I could cherish the thought or dwell on the thought, or I could yield the thought to Jesus. Jesus, today what I'm going to do is surrender that thought to you. You'll take that thought away. Oh, it came back. Take it away, Jesus. I surrender it again. And if you've got to do that 100 times, you do it 100 times. Tomorrow you might only need to do it 99 times or 9 times or 2 times. You grow in this. You develop in this. You become more practiced. And I'm not calling this human wisdom, but you become more practiced at surrendering to God. That is, it becomes more and more natural to you so that you turn to Jesus like a young sunflower turns to face the sun and follows the sun across the sky all day. Surrender. The fight can be difficult at times. You get discouraged, bloody, punched right in the face by the devil. That's when you say, no mas. I can't do this anymore. I'm giving up the fight. I quit. I'm surrendering and I'm asking Jesus to be my strength and to do the fighting for me. You do that, and I promise you, based on the authority of the Word of God, that you will experience new power, absolute transformation in your life. You check it out. You see, I'm right. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Pastor John, for encouraging us this morning.
And thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope today. Now, don't forget to visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to learn more about what we have going on.
And be sure to tune in tomorrow, friends. We will have a special feature from Reflections of Hope, a devotional thought from John Peckham, and parenting tips from The Parenting Place.
And if you enjoyed today's message, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides designed with you in mind.
Again, that's hope.study.
Now, before we go, we have a Bible promise for you today. Today's Bible promise comes from Psalm chapter 132, verse 15.
It says, I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food.
You know, friend, when you face trials and difficulties, obstacles and struggles, remember that God has promised to bless you with abundant provisions. Why? Because He's your shepherd. And He has promised that you shall not lack any good thing.
Amen. What a promise, friends. We are so thankful that you've been with us this morning, and we pray that you have a wonderful Wednesday, and we can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, how good it is to call you our good shepherd. As we turn to you, Lord, we need you. We need your strength. We need your protection. We need you to hold us in your arms. And so we pray that you would hold us all through the day as we put our trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.